very much for everyone being here tonight. And about a month ago, maybe now, I was driving from my home in Limerick to Cork, and I'd say I was maybe a few seconds away. I was in a car crash and had the tractor pulled out a few seconds later. I wouldn't be here tonight to see this one. And then a week later, I just wrote this piece. Imagine had I died last Sunday in a car crash. What harm? It's a question of. This pen would not be in this hand, nor this thought in this mind, nor this gentle contentment be pervading this heart. Awareness through this life would not continue, would not exist right now in passing time. Take me out of the equation of life, and where is the problem? Question mark, question mark. Is it in the breeze running through the leaves? Are the birds chirping, chirping? Are in flowers blossoming? Are in the cycles of nature? Are in the divine manifesting itself through every element of the creation? There is nothing wrong with the cycle of life and death. With the death of an individual tree, no one cries. Please do not cry for me. Appreciate the eternal tree. Thank you.
Beautiful stuff. Thanks very much. Please welcome next up, Hugh Carson. Thank you very much. This is a poem, there probably will be three or four poems under the same title. I'll just read the first one. The title is The Man Who Lost His Name. We end each day with lies. How I said this, how you avoided saying that. We listen to each twig snap, measure each misstep. We spot the dones and the undones, each other mistimes, mistakes, misdeeds, and misconceptions. Take today at 6 o'clock, against the open window, your silhouette dense against the morning light. Your first act of the day to gulp down the previous days unsaid. They travel past your larynx through the tender fall that is your esophagus into your empty stomach where you leave them to churn for a while. Meanwhile, slumped in the bed, your name dissolves in my furry tongue. My lips remain clamped shut. Later that night, between dulse of mashed potato and acid sips of Chardonnay, you regurgitate the words, dripping bile like snails past their prime, they splat on the table between us. I hide them from you with a kitchen towel. Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer. This is a rhyme I've called A Light-Hearted Look as the greatest invention.
When they first invented the wheel, the people asked if this is for real. So they took an opinion poll to get a feel as to how with this new invention they would deal. So among the population they went around, like the wheel turning with their ear to the ground. That was the best way, so they found, for to get true results, they'd be bound. The results showed that the people were filled with joy. They said that this new fandangle's not just a toy. And this strange round contraption has to be embraced as a godsend seriously. From that day, things have really progressed, and the new invention has changed the world for the best. So a great debt of gratitude we do feel to the genius who invented the wheel.
Thank you so much. We say we may have time for one more poem, although we have a couple more on the list, so I do apologise to those we couldn't get to, but please, for our fellow performance, please welcome Mary O'Connell. Well, that was very sad when I was watching the tennis, and I was hoping that Andy Murray would do it, but alas, no. And earlier I had written this rather, what shall we say, jaundiced view of tennis. It's called What the Deuce. You couldn't call him sporty, yet he was always game. But life, just playing singles, had grown of late too tame. He begged a flame-haired Amazon to partner him one day. For this backhanded compliment, she swore she'd make him pay. How dare he match his skill with hers, or try to win her heart, when she had the advantage to beat him from the start? Refusing his proposal, she laughed him out of court, saying, "You're no ace. In fact, your serve is always far too short." From the racket she created, this volley of abuse, the net result was clear to see for those not too obtuse. He'd never play mixed doubles or have a chance to swing. When trying to smash her forehand, the poor chap broke a string. Forced errors and three double faults distressed him even more. Confronted by a loveless match, he lapped the balls to score.
five more minutes, so I spoke prematurely. One more, Patricia Walsh.
Thank you, Jennifer. I'm becoming mercifully quick, all right? This one's called Anime. It can be seen how cold it gets if everything is bright outside. A summer dress on a suicide, cake and splash with wild regrets. Wild regrets and steps untaken, measured coldly, sugar-free. Designed to save so that not just you but me, not surprised at what we're making. We're making it cost to make you gods, and if you're willing, grind to us. And no at the cost, a heart is focused. Fancy is sick to shield you from all odds. From all odds, the coach is going, into nowhere just as planned. Time and space can never bore you, nor fame is blinding for dry land. For dry land eats its own young sometime, with second mercy now exempt, to cast yourself to greenfields further, from belly wound up and be content. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Patricia. And Niall, did you have a short poem for us? Okay.
Instead of giving one of my own, I'd like to pay tribute to García Lorca. I lived part of the year in a Spanish village, and there's a lot of controversy about trying to recover or find out where people murdered by the fascists are buried. Just a need for closure. This is just part of a García Lorca poem. García Lorca, one of Spain's greatest poets, and I think one of the greatest poets in Europe ever, was murdered by fascist paramilitaries because he was A, a poet, B, a homosexual, and C, a man slightly of the left. La Guitarra. I read it in Spanish first, very short excerpt, and then I'll try and do a free translation. La Guitarra. Empieza el llanto de la guitarra. Se rompen las copas de la madrugada. Empieza en el llanto de la guitarra. Es inútil callarla. Es imposible callarla. Llora monótona como llora el agua, como llora el viento sobre la nevada. Llora por cosas lejanas, arena de sur caliente, que pida camelias blancas. Llora flechas en blanco. La tarde es de mañana y el primer pájaro muerte sobre la rama. Oh, guitarra, corazón malherido de cinco espadas. Now, the free translation, just the last couple lines there. I think he foresaw his own murder. roughly, it's now begins the lament of the guitar. The wine glasses are breaking in the dawn. Begins the lament of a guitar. It is useless to stop it. It is useless. It is impossible to stop it. It cries in a monotone. It cries like the rain. It cries like the wind on the snow. It cries for faraway things. The sand of the warm south, which ask for white camellias. It cries arrow without target, afternoon without morning, and the first dead bird on the branch. Oh, guitar, heart wounded by five swords. And he was murdered by the fascists.